Hello, you're listening to Rav Dani Eisenberg, and welcome to the podcast. This week's parasha is Parasha Pinchas, and it brings us to the aftermath of the events at the close of last week's parasha, when Pinchas strikes down Zimri, the leader of one of the families of the tribe of Shimon. While Zimri is in the process of committing a terrible chilul Hashem, desecrating Hashem's name, by having illicit relations with a Midianite woman in public, almost in public view. Zimri, in a very strident and arrogant way, was planning to commit this sin with public knowledge in front of everybody. Moshe didn't know what to do. The Jewish people didn't know what to do. Pinchas stands up and he takes action. And because of Pinchas, the plague that was striking the Jewish people ceases at that point. Now comes to this week's parasha, where it opens with Hashem's statement that Pinchas shall be rewarded for having removed Hashem's anger from the Jewish people. If not for Pinchas taking action at that point in time, Hashem would have destroyed the entire Jewish people with the plague. And in this statement by Hashem, he names Pinchas by his full yichus, his full genealogy. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Pinchas the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKohen, going back to his grandfather Aaron. Rashi, commenting on the Pasuk, finds this striking, and he explains why is Aaron's name brought into this, because it is in response to the particular context that was now taking place vis-a-vis Pinchas after his brave act. What was happening? People who were all shocked by what Pinchas did were started castigating him. Who is this Pinchas? His mother's father, who was Yitro, used to fatten cows for idolatry. Yitro, as we know, before he was Jewish, he was a priest of idolatry, and he used to fatten cows in order to offer them to idolatry. So the people were condemning him and saying, how can this grandchild of an idolater strike down one of the senior people from the tribe of Shimon? Therefore, it became necessary for Hashem to respond and say, no, Pinchas is the one who saved the Jewish people from destruction. And he names him Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. You should realize that he's the descendant of Aaron. He is also someone of great lineage within the Jewish people. Now the question is, well, what difference does it make really whether Pinchas was the grandson of Aaron, the grandson of a convert who used to worship idols? At the end of the day, he did what he did and he saved the Jewish people. The point is that Hashem had to respond to the people because they were raising what would seem to be a completely irrelevant consideration when evaluating the whole situation and the particular act of Pinchas. They were doing something which we sometimes tend to do, which is they were sizing up the person and judging based on his social standing, judging the person that he was responding to on their social standing, rather than focusing on what was really important here, the critical feature of Pinchas' act. And this raises, I think, a very important point that we have to take consideration of, which is that often when we evaluate situations, we have a tendency to take one little feature of what's going on and to magnify it out of all perspective. And why do we do it? Because we want to label a person as either being a goodie or a baddie, to put it bluntly. We have a very simplistic way of looking at people, that either they're in the good books or in the bad books. And so rather than looking at the totality of the person, everything that they've done and the whole context of the situation, we focus on one little feature and we say, oh, they have this little feature that labels them as a baddie. It sounds very childish, but this is something that a lot of us do. So as we see happen in the public sphere all the time, somebody who has worked in a dedicated fashion for the community, they've sacrificed their own time, sometimes their own money, they've really put themselves out, and then they make a mistake. Or they do something that looks really bad. Sometimes it really is bad, sometimes it just looks worse than it is. And all of a sudden, the public rushes to condemn that person, the totality of that person. They want the person to resign. There's no defense of what they did. There's no looking at the proper perspective of what they were doing and why they did it. It's almost as though we allow a person to ruin their entire life through one significant but not explosive action. And what makes it so problematic is that very often people involved in public life have a lot of responsibility on their shoulders. And the more responsibility that you have, the greater the possibility, and in fact the likelihood, of somehow making a mistake that's going to catch up with you. And specifically because they're involved in public life, so then everything that they do is under scrutiny of the public. So it becomes very likely that they're going to be caught up on something. And it may be like Pinchas that they were doing the right thing sometimes, and maybe that they were not doing the right thing, but that doesn't really That's not the critical feature here, the critical point. The critical point is that we don't look at the broader perspective, we don't look at both sides of the issue. We tend to rush into instinctive judgments, into snap judgments. And because we don't feel personally close to that person, we don't care about the impact that our judgments have on their reputation and their standing, on their career. It's not relevant to us. Because at the end of the day, we're able to use them to be as an interesting conversation piece. So this issue that Rashi brings up at the beginning, this context in the background of Pinchas' story, should give us a pause for thought about the way we think about people and situations and the way we make our judgments about things. I just want to take this opportunity to wish you all a Shabbat Shalom.